One day a young girl went to confession, and when she came out, there were tears in her eyes, and the mother said, "What's wrong?" And the girl said, "The priest told me to say 2 Hail Marys." And the mother said, "What's so hard about that?" The little girl says, "Well, I only know one." Well, there is only one Hail Mary, and that's found in today's scripture. The cousin, St. Elizabeth, says to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." That's part of our beautiful prayer, the Hail Mary. Well, we're just a few days away from Christmas. We're in the fourth Sunday of Advent. And you'll notice during really the first 3 Sundays of Advent, the church has given us the example and the teaching of St. John the Baptist to prepare our hearts for Christ at Christmas. But today, we have the example of our Blessed Mother, the perfect disciple, the perfect follower of the Lord, and she's the one that the church tells us to look at today on the fourth Sunday of Advent. Every fourth Sunday of Advent, there's always a reading that has to do with the Blessed Mother. Last year, it was the Annunciation. Today, it's Mary's visitation to her cousin Elizabeth. And there are many important truths that we see in today's gospel that will help us, if we live them, to really be better followers of the Lord. We see that after Mary received the Word of God into her body through the Incarnation, the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, when Christ was conceived in Mary's womb, she didn't sit back and say, "Now I'm the mother of the Lord, I can just relax and do nothing and sit on my laurels." She didn't do that. Immediately, she went out to help somebody in need. And the person in need in this case was her elderly cousin, Elizabeth, who was with child, long past childbearing years, and yet God had blessed them with a child. Zechariah and Elizabeth were expecting. Elizabeth was in her 6th month, and immediately Mary travels about 60 to 70 miles into the hill country of Judea to be with her elderly cousin. Isn't that a great lesson for us at this Christmas time, to reach out to the sick, to reach out to the suffering, to visit those in need, to comfort those who are suffering? What a good example Mary gives us in reaching out to someone in need. Well, she gets to the house after that long and arduous journey, and it says, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's words, it says, the infant in her womb leaped for joy. That same word was used in the Old Testament when the Ark of the Covenant came into the presence of King David. David leapt for joy because the Ark was present. Well, Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant, and so she brings Jesus to her cousin Elizabeth, and John the Baptist recognizes the presence of the Messiah and leaps for joy. I love this passage so much because it shows us that the very first person ever to recognize the presence of the Lord was an unborn baby. Think of that in our culture of death that we live in today. Think of that witness that John gave. He was too young to speak. All he could do was give his mom a big old kick in the tummy and say, "The Messiah is here." It says Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit at that moment. We also know that John was sanctified from original sin at that very moment. So you and I are cleansed of original sin when we're baptized. John was sanctified of original sin in his mother's womb. The angel Gabriel told Zechariah that his son would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. So the visitation is the meeting of two mothers, Mary and Elizabeth, and the meeting of two unborn babies, John, 6 months old, and Jesus, about 6 days old. It says that Mary went in haste into the hill country. It was about a 4-day journey. So Jesus was only about 6 days old in his mother's womb. And yet, the Bible is so clear that this human life is so precious, so sacred, that the presence of Jesus sanctified John the Baptist. and he leapt for joy. We also see here that Mary is really a channel of God's grace to others, an instrument of God's grace. She was the one who brought Jesus to Elizabeth. And because Mary brought Jesus, John was sanctified. We therefore call Mary the mediatrix or the channel of God's grace. Jesus is God. He's the source of grace. Since Jesus came to us through Mary, we call her the channel or the mediatrix, the intercessor, for us to receive grace as well. So we see in this beautiful passage, the unborn children recognize each other. John recognizes the presence of Jesus in his mother's womb, leaps for joy that the Messiah and the Ark of the Covenant has come into his presence. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cries out. Now, God had to reveal to Elizabeth what was going on here, because there's no way that she could know that Mary was even expecting a child. She had just conceived a child within the last week. And yet, Mary comes into Elizabeth's presence. The Holy Spirit enlightens Elizabeth, and she cries out, "Blessed are you among women." Think of that. Out of all the millions and billions of women ever created, Mary is the most blessed, because she's the mother of the Lord, the mother of the Savior. But then she says, "And blessed is the fruit of your womb." And that's the case with Jesus, and that's the case with every conceived human life. Human life is so blessed, so sacred, so holy. At the moment of conception, life begins. So she says, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb, but who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Isn't that amazing? Elizabeth was told by the Holy Spirit that Mary was blessed among women, that her child wouldn't just be a great teacher or a prophet, her child would be the Lord himself. That's what we call Mary, the Mother of God, because her Son, Jesus Christ, is our Lord, is our God. We say in the Hail Mary, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death." Well, Elizabeth said, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me, the mother of God?" And remember, Jesus is only 6 days old in his mother's womb. And yet, Elizabeth calls her the mother of the Lord, the mother of God. And then the gospel concludes by saying a special blessing. Elizabeth says, "Mary, you are blessed because you believed that what the Lord spoke to you would be fulfilled." Now, obviously, Elizabeth is thinking of her husband, Zechariah, who did not believe. Remember what happened? The angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and said that they, in their advanced age, long past childbearing years, would actually bear a son. Zechariah doubted. He did not believe, and because of that, he was struck deaf and dumb by the angel Gabriel. He could not speak for 9 months as he went back to see his wife Elizabeth. Imagine that. So I'm sure you have to think that Elizabeth is thinking to Mary, "Blessed are you because you believed, unlike my deaf and dumb husband over here who didn't believe. Blessed are you because you did believe. You did have faith that what was promised you would come to pass." So this is such a powerful gospel today. And I think those lessons that we learn, the importance of generosity and service, taking care of those in need, reaching out, especially this Christmas time, to those in need, that's a great lesson. Another lesson, I think, would be not to be envious or jealous. Look at Elizabeth. Elizabeth was not envious or jealous of her young cousin. Elizabeth was going to give birth to John the Baptist, but Mary was going to give birth to the Lord himself. But there was no envy or jealousy in Elizabeth's heart. So if you ever struggle with that, ask St. Elizabeth for her prayers to help us become less jealous or envious of the blessings that other people have. And then that great pro-life message. Because I'm sure you get into discussions with people at school or at work, and this topic comes up. bring them to the Bible, bring them to this passage of the visitation, and there you'll see the reality of the sanctity of human life from the very earliest stages. And lastly, the faith of the Blessed Mother, and that's what the Church wants us to have. In the difficult times, Mary was asked, would she be the mother of the Lord? She said, how can this be, since I do not know man? Well, she did not doubt. She just asked how it would happen. And then the angel explained, it'd be by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Mary is our model of faith, our model of charity towards one's neighbor, and really the one who can help us to prepare best for all the coming of Christ at Christmas in our hearts. God bless you.